hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News. Jury selection begins today for Nadine Menendez's fraud and bribery charge. The wife of former Senator Bob Menendez, accused of conspiring to accept gold bars or Mercedes and other gifts totaling hundreds of thousands of dollars in exchange for her husband helping businessmen from Egypt and Qatar. New evacuation orders put in place in Oklahoma, where wildfires spreading across the plains have killed at least four people and burned hundreds of homes. Another legendary singer-songwriter makes his way to Broadway.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Joining Alicia Keys, Dolly Parton, and Neil Diamond as musical icons turning their songs into Broadway stage musicals, James Taylor. A show titled Fire and Rain was announced Monday. It's in development. Fire and Rain was released as a single in 1970 from Taylor's second album, Sweet Baby James. It peaked at number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The show being workshopped and no preview dates have been set. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Voting is officially open for the theme of the Flamborama Parade. Last year's theme was Creatures of the Northwoods. You can click the link on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, which is just Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce, to enter your suggestions for the 2025 Flamborama Parade theme by April 30th. Their committee will select the favorites and post a vote in May. Once again, those votes are due April 30th, and that link can be found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. The state has seen 68 wildfires in just the past week, burning 937 acres and counting. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on the biggest blaze in the state in Green Lake County.
In the town of Seneca, the Big Island Fire has burned an estimated 745 acres. Crews were dispatched to the White River Marsh State Wildlife Area right around 4:30 in the afternoon. This is exactly when the winds were gusting up to 40 miles per hour, helping spread the fire, which is currently being held on the south side of County Road D. Two residents have been evacuated, with six structures threatened. The Wisconsin DNR also says that there have been no injuries and that the fire is under investigation. No DNR or private-approved prescribed burn was in the area at the start of the fire.
While it may seem early, it's a good time of year to start thinking about a certain eight-legged pest. Lisa Hale has the story.
Spring hasn't even officially begun, and yet the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's time to start thinking about ticks. The department posted to social media recently that adult ticks are active and have already been collected from the environment. To prevent tick bites, the DHS recommends using insect repellent on exposed skin and clothes, wear long-sleeved shirts, pants, and tall socks when outdoors, and check for ticks on clothes, gear, and your pets after being outside. Lyme disease, spotted fever, and other illnesses are spread by tick bites.
I'm Austin Bermain, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. There are no funeral notices for today. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A setback for the Bucks Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98 Q Country.
I don't know what it is with people. I went to my nephew's high school graduation. I don't think I've ever been more disappointed in the human species in my life. I'm in the stands. This woman gets on the microphone. She tried. She tried so hard. She gets on the mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful day here with all these graduates. We're going to ask you in advance to please not applaud or cheer when your individual child or friend is called, because we have way too many graduates and it would not be fair to the people at the end of the alphabet. We're going to give everybody an opportunity at the end of the ceremony to give a big simultaneous round of applause for everyone. But please, when your individual child or family member is called, please don't applaud at that time. Okay, thank you in advance for understanding. Okay, here we go. Let's get started with our first graduate, Aaron Anderson. Yeah! Are we the smartest species? We're top of the food chain? I so wish, while he was yelling, that a clamp would have descended from the darkness of the ceiling, like one of those claw games, just right above him, and then just clamped onto his ribs and just pulled him up, a whooping and a hollering, a legs a flailing, just pulled him up into the darkness. I don't want him to die. I just never want to see him again.
Let's go.
Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98 Q Country.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky.
I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Kick it off!
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98 Q Country.
Ooh,
clean cut and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream, but she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires, musket down and wine. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing. Give up your keys. Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood and you can settle for one night of rodeo, you could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. Can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign.
Can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it?
Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left a
online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know world must be flat, 'cause when people leave town they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign, put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
There goes Hal Ketchum, country classic, Small Town Saturday Night. At 7:25, hope you are well on this Tuesday, the 18th day of March. Hang on, I just dropped something. Hang on just a second. Oh! Woo! The going down part is easy, the coming up part. Woo! All right. We ready for this day? We got some snow coming. And by the time it's all said and done, we could see several inches of snow. The timing of this is a little bit uncertain yet. Definitely going to be okay, though, today. Today we're going to see a little bit of precipitation here early on today. But the hourly forecast indicates that the middle and latter part of the day should be precipitation-free. Overnight, we're going to see a little bit of precipitation start to move in. And then throughout the day tomorrow and into Thursday morning, we could see several inches. It could be almost a duplication of what we got about a week or so ago. Maybe not quite as windy. It's still going to be breezy, but maybe not quite to that level. But it's going to be that wet, slushy stuff because temperatures are going to be lingering right around freezing, 35 all day tomorrow. Now, that's your high tomorrow, but, you know, low mid-30s. Thursday, Friday, we'll warm up into the 40s and 50s, so it's going to melt off pretty fast. But we're going to see travel conditions probably in the latter part of Wednesday and into early Thursday. Going to be a little bit tough out there. We're not done with winter quite yet. Just wanted to talk a little bit this morning about being very vigilant against people trying to scam you, trying to take your money, because I just, again, want to make you very aware. We've talked about this on the morning show before. I continue to see stories and just overwhelming amount of money that people are being scammed out of. And there's so many different ways we could just talk about and list many, many. But one I'm going to tell you about right now is be careful on Facebook, because a lot of people think that they go on Facebook and you see an ad on Facebook for a product that it's legit. Be very, very careful, because Facebook is a, people can post. There's millions and millions of posts going out probably every minute on Facebook. And I don't think there's any way that they can, you know, monitor every little single thing. But I have only ever been duped twice when it comes to buying stuff. And both of them came through a Facebook link. One of them, I got, I eventually got something, but it wasn't what I ordered. And the second one, I never heard back. And they took my money. It wasn't very much. But you just really have to be proactive when you're purchasing anything. When you're on Facebook, again, if it's an ad for like perennial flowers or something like that, be very vigilant. If it's a local person, still, no matter, I don't care what it is, because people will front. People will put up fronts to get your money. That's just how the world is right now. And there's billions with a B, billions of dollars. There's a lot of zeros behind that every single year that people get scammed on and fraud. So just be careful. Just be careful. One of the most popular ones now is that you owe a toll. Yeah, you owe a toll through a tollway somewhere. They get you to click somewhere. They get access to information on your computer. Believe me, if someone thinks that you owe them money and it's legit, they'll find you eventually. But if you get an email or get a text and it just doesn't look right, and if there's even 1% of your body that just says, I'm not sure, just don't. I can't emphasize that enough. And again, you could literally spend hours talking about the ways that the scammers will try to get your money, because they're endless. So you just have to be ready for you have to be ready for a curveball when you're thinking it's a fastball. In the back of your mind, you just got to be thinking that might be a curveball. So please be careful out there with that, and protect yourself. Fire danger is getting up there a little bit of precipitation here this morning that will help out, but still some fire dangers in the other parts of Wisconsin and parts of the Midwest. So don't burn unless you get the okay. Now, usually it's just a good idea to wait for things to green up. I know you got that pile of brush out there, and you're like, oh, burn that. That'd be a nice day, cool day to burn that. Just be careful. Just be very, very careful. And our local fire departments will appreciate you very much, too. So the astronauts, we talked about these a couple weeks ago or so. The astronauts that have been stuck in space for a long time, months, they've been stuck up there. They're coming home later today. Butch and Suni, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams are finally going to be coming home later today from the space capsule that they have been hanging out. I was reading a couple of the stories about how they're able to survive up there, and I'm just like, it doesn't seem like a very good way to live. It just doesn't seem. I don't think they're catching the Bucks game. Let's just leave it at that. I don't think they got any perks like that going on up there. Reality Radio tomorrow. Lots of good local guests. We're going to talk a little bit about the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We're going to get some of the kids and Mr. Donner in to talk about the musical going on at the Shawamigan Auditorium. I think Cinderella is what they're doing this year, I believe, 9 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Donner and the crew will be in. Then we'll see who else. Oh, Craig from Bader Sports Center going to stop on by, so we have some good stuff on Reality Radio. It's on the way for you tomorrow morning. What else you got going on here today? Let's see. Oh, Aaron, you're still you're checking ESPN every couple hours, aren't you? Just to see what's going on with the Packers and old Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Is he going to be a Viking? I heard a report. What I consider, I have two or three sources. They're not like my individual sources, but when I read something, I see who posted it, who it's from. There's certain things that I don't believe them. But there's certain reporters that when they say something, this Diane Rossini is real good. You can pretty much count on it being good information. And I heard a report last night that right now the Vikings are at about a 50-50 whether or not they want Aaron Rodgers for next year. 50-50. I'd just love to be the mouse in the corner with the discussions going on behind the scenes. Only discussions that the Viking coach and other coaches would ever hear, and they'll never tell anybody else about it. No one will ever know. But I would love to hear that, because Aaron Rodgers is he's a unique individual, isn't he? He's a unique individual. He's got the podcast. He's on the Pat McAfee thing. So when you get Aaron Rodgers, you don't just get the possibility of getting a quarterback that could be pretty good. He's 41, though. You get everything else that comes with it. You know, the opinions, the podcast, and you can think all you want that you'll ask him to just tone it down a little bit. But then when the season happens, you know what's going on. You know what's going to happen. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is a day late for the first day of camp because he's lying in a mud bath somewhere in northern Egypt or something, whatever it may be. That's just what Aaron Rodgers does. So the drama of that continues a little bit. It looks like most teams are set now. We're going into the draft. A little bit of movement yet in quarterbacks and stuff the last few days. But the Packers have... They put their bankroll on Jordan Love. I mean, they put their bankroll on him. And if he doesn't pan out over the next couple of years, it's going to be, it's going to be a tough little stretch for the Packers. But if he, if he's a top 10 quarterback, he's making, what, $40, $50 million a year? That's kind of what top 10 quarterbacks are making. And the days in professional football where prove it to me and then we'll pay you, it's not around anymore. Now it's, I think you can do it, so we'll give you the money. It looks, you're showing signs, so you'll get the money. And a lot of it before a lot of the quarterbacks have even done anything significant. When you look at some of the top paid quarterbacks in the NFL, individually they've done, pretty good. Team-wise, not much, not really. Not that much. But the NFL has so much money. They have so much money. We have no idea the popularity of the National Football League. Well, just look at the TV contracts and you'll get a pretty good idea. TV contracts are where the bucks come in. I mean, when you look at National Football League, and then NBA is probably number two as far as people watching it on TV, and then baseball and hockey, not quite. I mean, they're still doing all right. Baseball's got a little bit of that international thing going on. NBA has a lot of the international thing going on. But the NFL it's going to be interesting over the next couple of years to see if the NFL at some point has a game every day of the week. I mean, the Big Ten has done it, right? The past season, the Big Ten, there was a game last two or three weeks, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every single day there was a game. Whereas it used to be they'd pick like Tuesday, Saturday, everybody would play. And I like it. I actually kind of like it. You get to see more teams. But the NFL is going to do the same thing. They're pretty close to it already. mean, we're Sunday, Monday, Thursday already, right? So when's the Tuesday game going to come in? And we had a Friday game, I think, didn't we? For around a holiday or something like that. So there's going to be an expansion into different days because they want the exclusivity of a certain streaming platform or something like that being able to have a game on and it being the only one. You know, they can sell it to Netflix or whatever it might be and say, hey, Tuesday night, you're the only thing going on. How about $1 billion for that Packer-Lion game? We'll pay it. Sure. Sounds good. Just charge Bob another $2 when he gets his beer at the stadium. We'll all be good. We'll all be good. So the expansion continues on that. We have a cloudy day to start here and a few snow flurries lingering out there. A little bit of precipitation this morning. Don't worry about today. Today should be fine. Tomorrow and early Thursday, 4, 5, 6, 8 inches of that wet, slushy snow. Well, all snow is wet, but you know what I mean. The heavy stuff is a possibility. We'll keep you updated on that. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports at 7:36. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be over. Israel pounding parts of Gaza with airstrikes overnight. That's a scene near a hospital after the attacks. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. Israel says Hamas did not agree to extend the terms of the first phase of the ceasefire as Israel wanted. President Trump will talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone this morning about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. The Fed kicks off its two-day meeting today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News. Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The $350,000 winning Supercash ticket was sold in Catawba. There were 4,382 winners in the lottery Supercash drawing, which took place on Monday, March 3rd, but all six numbers were only matched by one person for the top prize of $350,000. The Wisconsin Lottery announced that Wayne R. purchased the ticket. With snow predicted in the area, it's very important to remember to be very careful when you're driving. The predicted snow may lead to slick conditions, which can obviously reduce your traction and increase your stopping distance, as well as reduce your cornering ability. So please remember to always add extra time into your commute, and when you're driving, please do remember to switch your brights off if there is a vehicle approaching you. A little bit of vigilance can help save lives. Snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice-melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, you know, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
Remember, even though we're approaching the tail end of the winter season, you should not let your guard down. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy and Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
Are you in need of reliable internet or a workspace away from home? North Central Technical College welcomes you to the Community Technology Center at the Phillips campus. Now featuring free, high-speed internet access and private remote worker office spaces. As your community's college, we welcome you to get connected. For more information, visit www.ntc.edu/Phillips.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm system that could bring heavy snow late tonight through Wednesday into Wednesday night. We're talking 4 to 6 to 8 inches of accumulation by the time it winds down. It's going to be windy, too, with blowing snow. Today, though, mostly cloudy. We'll get to around 44 this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
98Q Country.
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is real life.
expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. It's hot, eat a root beer popsicle. Shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
I'm a little more country.
Love this radio station.
This is
98Q Country.
Didn't have to turn my head whenever you walked in. The only one to let these chills roll down my skin. My heart beats faster. I hear your name. I feel my confidence slipping away. You laid down in my arms. I see no good reason, but still I'm tangled in your charms. My God, you're smiling and you catch my eye. My heart is pounding deep inside. Pretty little finger again.
slipping away. Thought I was doing fine, about to get you off my mind. I see your face and then I'm wrapped around your pretty little finger.
Country classic, George Strait, for a Tuesday edition here at 98Q Country. Well, each Tuesday right around this time, we get you updated on what's going on with the Butternut School and District Administrator Carolyn Pollitt. Nice enough to join us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about what's happened. Of course, referendum a couple weeks away here. I'm sure top of mind for people in the Butternut School District.
It is. It is right around the corner. And tonight we have our fourth and final public informational meeting. That'll be at the Butternut Village Hall at 6:30. So I'm hoping people come on out for that and get as much information as they can and ask questions. And speaking of which, there are a few misconceptions that have come my way in the past week or so here, and I just kind of want to take a minute to try and clear those up.
Sure.
We are not putting in an elevator, and there have been a lot of scuttle that has gotten back to me about having a donor. And geez, if there is one, I hope they come forward. But we don't have a donor. And then the other thing that I really hope people understand is that when they're looking at how their property taxes will be affected, they need to just look at the school portion of their tax bill. Some people were looking at their entire tax bill and increasing it by the amount that is, you know, estimated on the projected, mill rate tax chart, and that is just the school portion of your tax bill. So those few things, I'm really hoping that, things like that is just why I implore for people to come on and let's chat. So I'm hoping we can do that and help folks get their questions answered before April 1st. And I welcome any conversation around that. And outside of the referendum, you know, we're doing okay here. We have goals and we're working toward those goals. And we look at our students every day and work really hard to raise their outcomes.
Yeah, and I guess what people need to realize, Carolyn, is that this is the second attempt at this referendum, and schools are only allowed to ask on a referendum vote so many times within a time frame, so this is kind of it here, right?
It is. Well, it's twice in a calendar year.
Gotcha.
And so this is once in the 2025 calendar year, but there isn't a November election, so the next time we could go back would be in 2026, and by then, our fund balance is going to be quite depleted.
Okay. All right. Get informed. It's a very monumental moment here for the Butternut community. So be a part of it if that's important to the folks. Okay. Thank you much, Carolyn.
You bet.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah. Election is 2 weeks from today, by the way. So get out and vote, and whatever it may be politically, Democrat, Republican, whatever you think we need to lean one way or the other, this is your first shot since the election to go out and give a little nudge one way or the other. Of course, the Butternut referendum is not political. It's just money to keep the school going. And like Carolyn has told us before, she told us last week, if this referendum fails, within a couple of years, there's a pretty good chance that the Butternut School will close. So that's kind of the bottom line. There's always variables within that, but that's kind of the nuts and bolts of that whole thing. All right. Are you following the are you a Milwaukee Bucks fan? Do you follow them? They've got a big five-game road trip. They're going out west. Of course, for Bucks fans, that means you're going to be staying up late at night. Games ending at 11, 12, midnight or so. If you're a Bucks fan and you enjoy watching watching those games. The Brewers are going to get going here pretty quick, aren't they? Yeah, what, a week from Thursday? It just doesn't seem like it's that quick. But a week from, like, Thursday already? Whew. Our Brewer bus trip. We are excited. I'm very excited for this opportunity because since we restarted the Brewer bus trip, I've been, each year I look at an opportunity for baseball fans to maybe go to a different park. We went to Target Field once pre-pandemic, and I think we took two or three buses. It was a blast. We had a good time. People really had fun seeing a different ballpark. If you've already been to AmFam Field and you want to go see a game at Target Field, that's where we're going. Brewers and Twins at Target Field, downtown Minneapolis. It's $100 a person. We negotiated some pretty good seats in there, and the bus ride on the crew tour bus, always a comfortable ride, and your parking included, and it's a day of just kind of relaxation and fun. Don't delay in signing up. I know it's only March, and some of you are thinking, well, I'm not going to sign up quite yet because somebody might, like, put a wedding or something, and I understand that. Because once you purchase the ticket for the Brewer bus trip, it's non-refundable. So if for some reason you can't go, we will help you find someone else to use that ticket, but it's yours. And I get it. We've got up until probably June 1st is when we're going to make a decision whether we're taking one bus or two bus. So you got a little bit of time, but think about it. If it's a date that you're pretty sure you're locked in on, you're thinking, well, you know, everybody goes through that list, right? In springtime, everybody has that list. All right, do I have any weddings this summer? All right, I don't have any weddings. Is there any possibilities of any weddings? Let's see. My nephew, no, he's not going to. My niece, maybe. You always have that list of summer possibilities for weddings and stuff like that. And I get it. I get it. But if you're pondering the Brewer bus trip, get your $100 to us, get locked in, and let's go have a good time.
Attention turkey hunters! The spring turkey season opens April 16th. Now is the time to get ready, and Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your one-stop shop for turkey hunting gear. Shotguns from Mossberg and Winchester in 12, 20, and 410 gauge. Turkey decoys from Primus in Montana. Blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Need a new turkey call? Bader's has box calls, slates, and diaphragms. Bader Sports Center, your one-stop turkey hunting headquarters. Next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
It's Taco Tuesday at Phillips Cafe, serving the Stony Pub Mexican menu with all your favorites that folks rave about. Serving today 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And don't forget, if you have a party or event, Don does catering too, offering many menu options. Check them out on Facebook to see all of their daily specials. Phillips Cafe and catering, serving great food at great value. Located in the heart of downtown Phillips, Wisconsin, right on Highway 13.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire.